čerstvio seke, a je v domu ni noćoju čerstvimo seke. Oj te duna duna duna, oj te duna dajna, oj te duna duna duna, oj te duna dajna. Zahraj meni muzečeku, ja varovi skrepke, nehaj sobi pohodjaju vorohan na speke. Oj te duna duna duna, oj te duna dajna, oj te duna duna duna, oj te duna dajna.
One of the hottest bands, polka bands in Winnipeg. That was High Profile, opening our program with a salsa version of a traditional Ukrainian kolomeka. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. При мікрофоні Павліна, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio here on CHLY 101.7 FM, Radio Malaspina, in beautiful downtown Nanaimo. I'm your host, Pavlina, and I am delighted to have you with me. We've got a great program lined up for you. We have a seasonal recipe for you. We have, as well, an interview with Christina Lazar, and she is the Western Vice President of SUSC, which is the Ukrainian Students' Union. She'll tell you all about how students across Canada are getting together and forming various different students clubs on campuses across the country, so stay tuned for that. As well, we've got our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And in honor of the events in Ottawa, the terrible shooting at on Parliament Hill and other and the deaths involved, we're going to focus on CanCon in honor of the Canadians who have contributed to the Ukrainian music scene as well. And we'll also be giving out thanks to our sponsors who contributed to our station last week during our fall fun drive, and we will be doing some music in honor of the kind donors who made pierogi pledges, and I do have those pierogies here at the station, so stay tuned for information on how you can get some. At any rate, back to the music, and we have got up next a group from Edmonton called Kalabai from their CD Kolomeka Casualties, and Розвивайся, зелений байраче, a Kazakh song.
Розвивайся, зелений байраче, завтра мороз буде. Забирайся, молодий козаче, завтра погиб. Забирайся, молодий козаче, завтра боги буде. Я морозу, та й не боюся, зараз розіб'юся. Я походу, та й не боюся, зараз заразу беруся. Я походу та й не боюся, заразу беруся. Ой, бігалки, галки, чорнобілки, сідайте додому. Хлопці запорожці, верніться додому. Ой, ви хлопці, хлопці запорожці, верніться додому. Полетіли, хай посідали, туман нарагає. Ой, раділи, та й рататіся, гей, малих пускає. Ой, раділи, та й рататіся, гей, малих пускає.
Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. We can never get enough of root vegetables. They are so versatile. We roast, bake, fry, boil, and steam them. I don't think we ever get tired of them, which is a good thing as they are so healthy for us, and recipes are endless. The parsnip, or petrushka in Ukrainian, is a wonderful root vegetable. When young, the parsnip has a sweet, nutty flavor that can be used to a cook's advantage. Parsnips look like thick white carrots. They are available most of the year, but are best in the colder months as they sweeten after the first frost. When you're buying parsnips, select the ones that are firm, crisp, and without cracks. A good tip is to buy smaller parsnips if possible. Older and larger parsnips can be aggressive in taste. If you're using large ones, split in half and remove the woody core. Parsnip wedges can be cooked with roast beef, adding during the last hour of cooking, or add slices to soups and stews in the last 30 minutes of cooking. They are great when pureed with mashed potatoes or baked apples. They are also good roasted with brown sugar, butter, and nutmeg. Now, for Ukrainian-style baked root vegetables, you'll need one medium turnip in 1-inch slices, one large parsnip sliced, two large carrots sliced, two large potatoes quartered, 1/4 cup butter, 1/2 cup boiling water, 1 teaspoon salt or to taste. Melt the butter in boiling water. Place veggies in a casserole. Cover with the melted butter and sprinkle with salt. cover and bake in a 375 degree oven for about an hour and a half without turning or removing the lid. Another tip for the very best chicken soup is to add one diced carrot, one diced parsnip, and one white onion, finely chopped, to about 6 cups of chicken stock. Saute the veggies lightly in a little butter first, though, and then add to the stock. Add some egg noodles and boil for 15 to 20 minutes. And before serving, garnish soup with dill. Yummy! Until next time, try it. It's Ukrainian.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Вислухайте українську радіопрограму «Наш голос» радіо українського коріння. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio on CHLY 101.7 FM Radio Malaspina, the heart and soul of our community. Decayev, that is also a group from Winnipeg. That is from a CD that they recorded back in the 1990s, and it is self-titled, and that was the Bukovinian Polka. Now, I had mentioned earlier at the beginning of the show that I have some pierogies with me, and they are here for the claiming. We had three people who made pierogi pledges last week during our Fun Drive show here, and thank you very, very much for that. Robin Andrews pledged us $40, and I understand he's paid up. So, Robin, your pierogies are here, ready to be picked up. I forgot to mention I don't do deliveries, so you'll have to come to the station to pick them up, and you will have to come while I'm here because it is not safe to leave them in the fridge unattended. So I have them very close by. So if you want them, you got to connect with me. As well, Simon Wilson of Myth Radio pledged $25. And so did Franklin, who does a wonderful reggae show Friday afternoons. So you guys, if you're not paid up, go online now and I will reserve your pierogies for you. Make sure that nobody else gets their hands on them. And we'll just make arrangements so that we meet at the station and I have them in hand for you. So make sure that you do that. As well, I've got two more dozen of potato and cheese pierogies. There are two kinds of cheese, cottage cheese and cheddar. As well, I just thought I'd let you know I made them fresh last night. So they are almost hot off the press. But they're cool. And they are actually delicious. I had them for supper last night. And so I've got two extra dozen. So if anybody still is interested in making a pierogi pledge to help out CHLY, a $25 donation or more will get you a dozen of these wonderful homemade dumplings. I have to say I did myself last night. And so just give us a call at 250-740-1017. That's the studio line. I'll answer it next time there is a song on, which will be fairly shortly. So here is, actually, I've got a call now, so I'll go take it. Here is Ukrainia from Ottawa with Varenechka. With a song called Varenechka, which is another name for pierogies. And I would like to thank Ashta for calling in and pledging $25. You have a dozen pierogies waiting here for you. And I'd also like to mention that I have a special dozen. And these are going to go at a premium. They are made from wild blackberries from my backyard that I picked this summer. And so they are going to go at a premium, though, because they're pretty special and they are really, really tricky to make. And some of them were exploding on me. The ones I did manage to salvage a dozen, actually a little bit more than a dozen because I ate a whole bunch too. They are outstanding. It's the first time I've made them from blackberries. I have made them from various different other kinds of fruit. And the dessert pierogies are a different sensation and they are incredible. So I am going to offer them for a premium pledge, a premium pierogi pledge, for $40 or more. So show your love for CHLY, dig a little deeper into your pockets, and you will enjoy a very interesting taste sensation. So again, you can call the line here, 250-740-1017, or 1-855-740-1017. If you're not in the listening area, we can make arrangements to get you some pierogies next time you're in town. Or you can call the office line, 250-716-3410. Again, 250-740-1017 for one dozen pierogies left, potato and cottage cheese, and that's for $25 or higher pledge, or for wild blackberry pierogies, $40 or more. Show your love for CHLY. Give us a call, 250-740-1017. Pay up your pledge today and drop in, pick up your pierogies. Meanwhile, we've got another tune from another Ottawa group, and that group, Ukrainia, if I didn't mention, is from Ottawa. Here's another one by Oksana Senkiu, and it is called Lete Visoko, which means fly high.
Відпустила тільки не на все, і небо спокусило так тебе. Та висота примхлива, не забудь про це, вона, мов сонце, гріє і пече. Лети, лети високо, за синій небо край, на землю незадовго, до мене повертай. Лети, лети під мені, ти серця не згуби, гарячий промінь сонця собою принеси. Лети, лети високо, за синій небо край, на землю незадовго, до мене повертай. Лети, лети і в небі, ти серця не згуби, гарячий промінь сонця собою принеси. Яскраві, але холодні, нема тепла, нема вогнів землі. І я пішлю вогонь у твої небеса, щоб ти до мене прилетів назад. Лети, лети високо, за синій небо край, на землю незадовго, до мене повертай. Лети, лети від мені, ти серця не згуби, гарячий промінь сонця собою принеси. Лети, лети високо, за синій небо край, на землю незадовго, до мене повертай. Лети, лети від мені, ти серця не згуби, гарячий промінь сонця собою принеси. За синій небо край, на землю незадовго, до мене повертай. Лети, лети і в небі, ти серця не згуби, гарячий промінь сонця собою принеси. Лети, лети високо, за синій небо край, на землю незадовго, до мене повертай. Лети, лети і в небі, ти серця не згуби, гарячий промінь сонця собою принеси.
This is Irena Bell, producer and host of the Ukrainian Hour radio program on chinradioottawa.com, with warm greetings to Pavlina and the listeners of Nash Holos on CHLY 101.7 FM Nanaimo. It's been a pleasure to have Pavlina in Ottawa for the visit of Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko. It's been an exciting time. You can check the Nash Holos Facebook page for photos of the visit. All the best to Nash Holos listeners for many more years of interesting broadcasts.
Those not familiar with that melody, it is the Ukrainian national anthem, and I've been playing a lot of different versions of that anthem on our show since the war began in Ukraine. And it's one thing to report about a war on the other side of the planet. It's one thing to even talk with people who are there, who are affected, who've seen it, who've been a part of it. Like last week, we had Dmytro Potikhin, who was captured by the terrorists, talking about his experience on our show. That's still all there. Canada is a peaceful country. Things like this don't happen in Canada. Well, this is the second time this morning that it has happened, and it's hit at the heart of our country. So I'm going to play another anthem that is also as near and dear to my heart, a little bit more so because Canada is my home. It's been my family's home for over a century now, and I'm hurting.
Ukrainian, he was born Canadian. 1929 now, boys, under Manitoba skies. Hit the ice at the age of 12, the first of a thousand scars he'd have. Lost a brother to a mystery pain, so he brought home the bruises then. And he never rode a train before, conscious of the clothes he wore. A hockey jacket and his brother's pants, and $10 pressed in his hands. Omaha to Michigan, leave Winnipeg in the wind, with the Red Wings on the losing end. It was Terry changed everything. Oh, the air is stale, the ice is slick, so you try to see the shot before it leaves the stick. Only Terry saw Chuck done that. Only Terry saw Chuck ever done that. Only Terry saw Chuck done that. Only Terry saw Chuck ever done that. Terry turned them all back. Wave upon wave they'd attack. Foil the rocket and frustrate Hull. Take it on the chest or in the skull. Cheat the Hawks on the Maple Leafs. Leave the Habs in disbelief. And send New York whimpering. And break Boston's heart again. And scar piles up on scar, like he was in his own world war. It would hurt just to look at him, like the gangster in the Howard Hawks film. And then the mask that would hide his face, machine gun in a violin case. Take your best shot, let it come, 'cause the sweater reads number one. Until finally the puck feels like a brick, so you try to see the shot before it leaves the stick. Only Terry saw Chuck done that. Only Terry saw Chuck ever done that. Only Terry saw Chuck done that. Only Terry saw Chuck ever done that. Five years in the Stanley Cup. The crowd's wild as they lift him up. But when you win, they stand and cheer. When you lose, they hiss and jeer. The hometown crowd got no respect. You give your all, this is what you get. So be careful of what you wish, 'cause sudden death got a bitter kiss. And a hostile crowd cuts you to the quick, so you try to see the shot before it leaves the stick. Only Terry saw Chuck done that. Only Terry saw Chuck ever done that. The axe falls with the Boston trade. The top of a downhill grade. Olympia in slow decline. Or something darker biding time. He carried all that load. He was the darkest horse they ever rode. An ancient game with ancient laws. He was the best that there ever was. And the rest was a bad dream, shuffling from team to team. But he was done, it was all in ruin. Retired warrior at 41. Ballet and murder, time and space. 400 stitches to his face. About a week after his last game, and Terry saw Chuck's heart cave in. But he hears his brother's voice as he lays awake, try to see the shot before it leaves the stick. Only Terry saw Chuck done that. Only Terry saw Chuck ever done that. Only Terry saw Chuck done that. Only Terry saw Chuck ever done that. Only Terry saw Chuck done that. Terry saw Chuck ever done that.
and Canadian songwriter singer Ron Hines from New Brunswick with his original composition, The Story of Terry Sawchuk. And certainly hockey is as Canadian a game as you get, and that's just a little bit of Canadian hockey pride there. And the Ukrainian community is very proud to have produced such an icon as Terry Sawchuk, and we definitely lay claim to him. Again, Ron Hines with a song called Simply Sawchuk. And speaking of Ukrainian contributions to Canada, a reminder again, there are still 24 pierogies that are there to be pledged for, and they were made last night. 12 potato and cheese, and 12 wild blackberry, handmade last night. So if you want to dig your chops into those, give us a call here and make a pledge of $25 or more for the potato and cheese, $40 or more for the wild blackberry. If you don't make a pledge, I'm just going to take them home and eat them. And my husband will have to fight me for them, but they're gone. So this is your chance. Make your pledge, pay it online, come on down to the station here with your check or cash, and you can go home with a dozen pierogies. The number to call is 250-740-1017, online, chly.ca. Up next is another Winnipeg group. They are called Molodsi, which means young people. And here they are now with a pizzicato polka. Your toes are tapping and you're getting hungry, remember there are pierogies here to be pledged for at CHLY. Call in 250-740-1017, make a pledge of $25 or more, and you will get some homemade pierogies. Call us 250-740-1017. Christina Lazar is the vice president of the Western region of SUSC, which is the Ukrainian Canadian Students Association. Welcome, Christina.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you on, and it's great to reconnect with SUSC because, as I had mentioned to you, I'm an old SUSC member myself from years back, and didn't hear much about SUSC in the years after I left, but all of a sudden now, things are happening. So thank you for coming on and telling us what's going on. So let's start first with just telling listeners who may not be aware of what SUSC is, what exactly are you and what do you do?
Yeah, thanks for the invite. So SUSK is Союз Українського Студентства Канади. We are the Ukrainian Canadian Students Union, which was formed in December 1953 in Winnipeg, Manitoba, which I am from, and is the coordinating body of the Ukrainian Canadian students at different post-secondary institutions across Canada. So I'm responsible for connecting these the Ukrainian Canadian students across the western region of Canada with the SUSK executive, so nationally. Some of our mandates and objectives of SUSK are to uphold and promote the Ukrainian language, history, and culture, as well as to educate and inform members of our community, as well as non-members, so members of the greater community and of different communities in Canada, about the different issues that are relevant to the Ukrainian-Canadian community, and most currently about the issues that are going on in Ukraine.
So how many organizations are around the country?
So I do not have an exact number, just because some of the organizations are still forming as the beginning of the year. They're starting to take off. We have a lot in the Ontario region, many organizations there. And so we try and help different universities and students at different universities and post-secondary education institutions to create Ukrainian clubs and groups at their university to gather all the Ukrainian-Canadian students and share their views and talk about nationally. So there are quite a few in different provinces. We're trying to connect with all of them. Our most recent connection was with the University of Saskatchewan. And we are still working on connecting with Ukrainian-Canadian students at the BC region. So I'd be very happy to connect with anybody who's interested in either creating a club for Ukrainian-Canadian students, and we can provide them with the different information on what they need to know about creating a club and supporting them throughout the different steps in creating an organization.
So for somebody in, say, Nanaimo, Vancouver Island University, or in Victoria, UVic, in Vancouver, Simon Fraser, UBC, up north, anywhere in the interior, these are the people that you're looking to connect with.
Correct. So what they can do is if they go to susk.ca, and that is spelled SUSK.ca, and go to the current executive or contact us, they can find my name. My name is Christine Lazar as the VP West, and they should write me an email or like our Facebook page and contact us through that venue. And we can provide them with either individuals interested in that area or the steps that they can be taking on flourishing and how to properly write the constitution and what they need to do. If there are people that are interested or have a club but have not yet contacted SUSK, that would be a great opportunity to connect nationally with the other Ukrainian Canadian groups and organizations with different universities. We help each other come up with different ideas for events. We coordinate national movements. So it just helps connect and make our statement stronger and louder nationally.
What are some of the things that they would do once the club is established?
So they can host different events to improve either the language skills of some of the Ukrainian-Canadian students. Maybe it's a Canadian student of Ukrainian origin and they don't know how to speak Ukrainian and they would be interested in learning. So they can, maybe there is a Ukrainian student who's willing to improve their English. They can connect that way, even within a club or nationally, if there's somebody who is willing to help out, host different events to talk about the history of Ukraine. So, for example, Holodomor Taras Shevchenko, discussing different issues. Currently here in Manitoba, we have a Museum for Human Rights opening, as well as there's a replication of the Holodomor Pamyatnik of the Little Girl Holding Wheat by our legislative building. So that was a very significant day. And so Susk supported it and helped spread the word about the different events that are going on to different members that may not be officially a member of a club, but may be interested in attending such events. So other events about culture. So for Christmas, they can host different zabavas, or even just recently here in Winnipeg, they had a Jeopardy game about different aspects of language, history, and culture. That way, like, making learning interesting and fun.
So is this restricted to universities? Are you looking at, I mean, this is all post-secondary, right?
Yes, so any post-secondary institute.
Okay, and there doesn't have to be any kind of a Slavic studies program or anything at this particular institution?
No, mostly I think it's up to the different universities if there are different rules that the student clubs have to follow, but mostly in addition to just the benefits of coming together and sharing your views and interests with other people that are like-minded. Usually the universities support these clubs by helping provide funding or food for different events. So it is up to the universities, but there are also those benefits as well. And it would help raise awareness about the issues that are happening in Ukraine and just broaden our language and culture, and maybe others who have been afraid to approach someone or who have wanted to learn more about their background but weren't sure as where to go. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they always contact any member of if they have a club at the university or the SUSK executive. So if you go to susk.ca, and that is spelled SUSK.ca, and connect with one of the members of the executive.
Excellent. And so if people on social media can find you.
Yes, at SUSK National.
And you have a Facebook page as well?
Yes, SUSK Ukrainian Canadian Students Union. And we have over 1,000 likes. So you also, once you connect with us, you're reaching a broader community. So if you're posting on or informing us about the events going on at your local university, we can post it on our Facebook page, and that way you're reaching more people and more people can attend your event. We also work together with Ukrainian Canadian Congress, UCC, and the American counterparts, which is SUSTA. There are different job opportunities that we post, different programs for individuals that are interested that are all over the country. So those are the other benefits of joining SUSK. You're reaching a lot more different audience and you're getting information from all over Canada.
Are you in contact with any students in Ukraine?
Yes, so we do have a university that we're working with in Ukraine. There was one representative that went to Ukraine over the summer just to have that face-to-face conversation with the individuals in Ukraine and to make the connection stronger so that it's not just over a long-distance Skype and telephone. So that is there that personal connection as well.
Thank you so much for coming on. Once again, just give the coordinates.
So susk.ca, and you can go onto either the Contact Us page or have a look through the National Executive, and you can just email me straight from that page.
Christina Lazar, Vice President of the Western Region of SUSK, the Ukrainian Canadian Students Union. All the best to you. До побачення.
До побачення.
Ви слухаєте українську радіо програму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio on CHLY 101.7 FM Radio Malaspina, the heart and soul of our community.
And indeed, this is CHLY, the heart and soul of your community. And we are just wrapping up our fun drive programming that started last week. We'd like to thank all of those who called in and pledged. We're up to 8,698. Actually, I think Ashta just put us over the 9,000 mark because she upped her pledge. She wants both those dozen pierogies. So listen, folks, the potato and cottage cheese pierogies are gone. But there is still a dozen wild blackberry pierogies. So go get crazy. Go wild. Why don't you up your pledge? that you would have, you were thinking of making, $25 for the potato and cheese, which are gone. But think about just digging into your pocket and supporting CHLY and having an unusual experience, pierogi experience with these wild blackberry ones. So Ashta's pledged $50 now for pierogi. See if you can top that. Why don't you go for $60 for the wild blackberry pierogies? So think about that. Give us a call here, 250-740-1017. You've got about 5 minutes, though, so think fast and pick up that phone, 250-740-1017. We're going to actually call the office line because I'm going to give you a weather report. Our time is running out. The line is 250-716-3410, and that is for the blackberry pierogies. So today, speaking of weather, we've got increasing cloudiness with periods of rain beginning this afternoon. It will become windy late this afternoon. And tonight, periods of rain ending after midnight, then cloudy with a 40% chance of showers. Tomorrow, Thursday, cloudy with a 40% chance of showers. Ashta likes to call that a 60% chance of sunshine. So let's go with that one. As well, Friday, there is a 30% chance of sunshine, which means 70% chance of showers. So break out the umbrellas for that. Saturday is going to be rainy with a high of 13, though, so not too cold. Sunday will be showers with a high of 12. Monday will be periods of rain with a high of 11. And Tuesday, pretty much the same thing. So typical fall weather here in Nanaimo. Well, it's just about time to sign off. So before I go, I will wish you a wonderful week. Thank you so much for tuning in to our show. Thank you to Ashta for making the pledge on the show today. And thank you again to Robin, who popped in to pick up his pierogies. And we had a nice chat. He had to run because he's off to work. But thank you so much, Robin, for making the pledge. And hope you enjoy your pierogies. I see Ashta's just popped in. So we've got about 4 minutes now to 1 o'clock. So with that, I will invite you to tune in again next week for another edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio here on CHLY 101.7 FM. I'm Pavlina on behalf of all of us here at CHLY and Nash Holos. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do pobaczenia.